Imagine a busy city in a warm, sunny location. Do you hear the people mingling together, sharing the day's news and exchanging greetings? Hello, good morning. You can smell the sweet scent of cherries, apricots, and plums in the air. All around you are market stalls, offering colorful pomegranates, citrus fruits, and olives under the shade of the tall date palm trees. For almost 2,000 years, the city of Homs served as an important agricultural market and trade center for the villages of northern Syria. And even though history brought many different rulers to the area over the years, Homs remained a city that was buzzing with energy and brimming with the noises, the tastes, the smells, and the sights of a thriving business district. There must have been so much joy here too, and celebration. But now, everything has changed. Several years of war have brought destruction to the city of Homs, and it now holds only memories for the people who once enjoyed prosperity there. Do you know what? Almost 4,000 years ago, the people who lived in this area invented the alphabet of music. Music was so important to them. The very first written piece of music was discovered in the ancient city of Ugarit, a short distance from Homs. These musical notes were engraved on clay and then baked to form a hard surface called a tablet. This collection of 36 written songs was probably considered to be very important when they were first written. But over the centuries, they were actually lost somewhere, and people forgot that they had even existed. In the year 1950, they were finally found again, and they were celebrated as a Syrian treasure. A boy called Malik Jandali grew up just 40 miles away from the place where this happened. He was never taught this information in school. He had actually been born in Germany in 1972, but had returned to Homs with his parents as a young boy, and he spent most of his school days there. So, what did children in Syria like to do in 1972? No doubt, they played outdoors a lot, playing tag or kicking a soccer ball. They climbed trees and ran races with each other. You probably do that too. Well, I'm sure that Malik did all of these things, but there was one thing more than any other that he really enjoyed. Thank you. Throughout his childhood, Malik's father would take him to concerts, where he would sit entranced by the orchestra or the musical soloists. He always imagined himself sitting at the piano. And one day, he pointed to the stage and he said, "Dad, I want to be up there on the stage where I belong." That was Malik's dream. And being able to share his musical talent with others was a goal that he worked very hard to achieve. Determined to develop his skills on the piano, and he studied hard at the Higher Institute of Music in the Syrian city of Damascus. He entered some musical competitions too, and he won first place in the Syrian National Young Artists Competition in 1988. A few years later, he received a scholarship to attend an American university. While he was living in America, he kept in touch with his family and his friends in Syria, and he composed some pieces of music that reminded him of his homeland. Using the typical instruments from the classical orchestra and intertwining them with instruments that he heard playing in houses as a young boy, Malik was able to develop a whole new sound in which different parts of the world seemed to connect. His music brought out many emotions in those who heard it. Sometimes his music made people so happy. They were filled with optimism for the future, even when it seemed that war might begin in Syria. Sometimes his music made people feel very proud of their country. And sometimes a little sad when they remembered the good times that they had enjoyed in the past. Quite surprised at how emotional people became when they heard the music he had written. "I never actually realized that music could be so powerful," he said. After all, we can't see music and we can't touch it. And yet, it has the power to change how we are thinking and feeling. Music can bring out so many feelings in us. Could it be possible to have music that inspires peace or serenity, or music that inspires love? Malik Jandali had decided to pursue an even bigger goal than he had first set himself. Especially when the people in his beloved Syria finally found themselves in the middle of war, he was motivated to use music as a means for generating good in people's hearts and inspiring them to work for a peaceful world where everyone could happily live together despite their many differences. Malik has visited refugee camps in Turkey, in Syria, in Croatia and Malta to raise awareness for refugees. And he was awarded an International Peace Prize for his humanitarian and peace activism. In 2014, Jandali was awarded the Global Music Humanitarian Award for his contribution to peace and justice for the children of Syria. By now, he was very, very famous in the country in which he himself had enjoyed a happy childhood. All grown up and living in the United States, now he was interested in finding other ways in which he could do small things to create big changes. By thinking about the power that music can have over its listeners, Malik organized a group of people who shared this opinion, and he called the project Pianos for Peace, to build peace through music and education. And if you ever get to visit Atlanta, Georgia, you may get to see colorful, decorated pianos by the side of the street. Beside a bus stop, maybe, or at the airport, or in the shopping mall. In all sorts of unexpected places. Some of the pianos have been painted by children. Some have been decorated by university students and some by homeless people. These pianos are left in public places as a message that music is for everyone. For the poor, for the rich, for people of every background, and of every age, for people of every country. Every piano is available to be played by anyone who is passing by. You don't need permission. You just wait your turn and see if the piano stool is empty. After being used for a few months, these pianos are donated to hospitals, homeless shelters, to schools that don't have many musical instruments. And then a whole new set of pianos is painted and set around the city. So that in this way, more and more people get to share in the joy that music making can bring. The Pianos for Peace project is now expanding from Georgia into many other parts of the United States. There is even a branch in Sydney, Australia. More and more people are curious about the life-changing power of music. The more people to whom we can expose the healing power of music, the closer we will be to building peace, Malik says, reminding us that music changes people and people change the world. Malik Jindali is now based in New York City, but has remained very proud of his Syrian heritage and has incorporated the musical culture of his homeland into many of his compositions. You can learn more about him and about his compositions at malikjindali.com. Promoting peace is this composer's life's mission. And his music speaks from the heart to touch every one of us. All we have to do is listen.
Love, shine a light in every corner of my heart. Let the love light carry, let the love light carry. Light up the magic in every little part. Let our love shine a light in every corner of our hearts. Carry, let the love light carry.
you so much to Joshua David Yardy, who produced this podcast and composed the music. You can find out more about Joshua at yardy.composer@gmail.com. My name is Susan Shea, and you can learn a lot more about how children learn. You can check out some fun family travel ideas, and you can celebrate this wonderful world at phoneticplanet.org.